Yesterday, Andrew Brown Jr. was laid to rest, 12 days after he was fatally shot 5 times, including once to the back of the head by North Carolina sheriff's deputies. Authorities have released few details about what led to the shooting, and state law requires a court order for the release of body cam footage. A judge ruled last week that Brown's family would be allowed to see body camera footage of the shooting, but the videos would not be made public for 30 days. Reverend Al Sharpton delivered the eulogy and said, "I know a con game when I see it. Release the whole tape and let the folks see what happened to Andrew Brown." Wow. Also in attendance were members of the George Floyd and Eric Garner family. Wow, they were there to support.
It's really, man.
Family. Yeah, that's
like, you know, for the other families to go there to support. Mm-hmm. It's a shame that we have to have such support groups, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's amazing though, because I've met all these women, you know,
the mothers at the last
Sand and Soul we had.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember that.
I brought all the mothers down to just give them a trip and brought them up on stage. We all did. We were there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's just amazing to see their strength.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it's a shame that we have to do this, man, and we still have to do it.
And how disrespectful of them not to at least let them see what happened. He's dead now. There's nothing they could do about that. But at least let them know what happened.
Shirley, that's not what this is not about, giving them information.
This is about putting
the story together.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. That's what they're doing. That's what Reverend Al said. I know a con game when I see it.
Yeah, see, this they're experts at that. They've been doing this for years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember this. Before body cams and social media and phone cameras, there was nothing to release.
Oh, yeah. It was whatever they said. That was it.
Here's a police report.
Mm-hmm.
He died.
This is what he did.
Yeah.
This is what he had. This
full
what
of
happened.
Lies. Just full of lies.
And it's by miracle we saw Rodney King. That's by miracle.
It keeps happening in a non-racist country. Wow.
Yeah.
That's the amazing part.
Wow. You said a lot right there. You did.
You talking about the country that was stolen from the beginning? That country?
Yeah.
You know, and then they stole some people to come over here and work at it. That country right there? You talking about that one?
Yeah.
The very one.
the one that had a constitution that said the Negro was three-fifths of a human being.
Three-fifths. Mm-hmm.
They took it out the constitution, but they ain't take it out their minds.
Write that down.
Coming up at 34 minutes after, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.